Okay, we start at the bottom of Lamed Amud Bet. Here it says, Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. Shlosha Yenotem. There are three different times of wine. There's Yayin Nesech. Yayin Nesech is wine that was poured as a libation to Avodah Zarah. That is Asur Bahana. It's not only Asur Bashtiyah, it's also Asur Bahana. And it's Matamei Tumat Chamura Bekezayit. That has a din of Tikrovet Avodah Zarah, or Avodah Zarah itself, which means that it has a din like a mate, Zivchei Meitim, and it'll be Metamei, Be'ohel, Masa, all the types of Tumah that are associated with a mate, Bekzayit. The next Yayin, number two, is Stam Yeinam. Stam Yeinam is wine of a Goy, it's mostly what we bump into or the problems that we run into. It's wine of a Goy that we are Choshesh. Maybe there's a problem of Yayin Nesech. Over there, it's Gam Asur Ba'anah. It's Asur Ba'anah. There, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, who paskins Asur Ba'anah, the Ramah brings over there that maybe today it's not Asur Ba'anah because the Goyim amongst whom we live are not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So there's that dispensation that the Ramah brings down, but maybe it's not Asur Ba'anah today. And it's Metamei Tumat Mashkim Birivi'it. As a tumat like mashkim b'revi'it, Rashi writes that the tumat mashkim b'revi'it means that it has a din like mashkim, regular mashkim, and if it becomes tamei, and if a sheretz touches it, then it will be metamei ochlim and mashkim, but it will not be metamei adam v'kelim. That's what it means. It has tumat mashkim and b'revi'it. It requires a revi'it. I mean, a revi'it of it is mekabel tumah. That's what Rashi says. Tosos takes unless no, right. So that's the problem. Tosos raises the issue and says, well, generally by mashkim, we know from the Gemara's in Pesachim and other places that mashkim are makabel tumah b'koshu. Right, you don't require a minimum of a revi'it. So Tosos tries at first maybe to give some sort of answer because it's not useful. These zaynot are not useful to you. Maybe you would require your revi'it to make it choshu. I mean, that mashkim that are useful, then maybe you can be bekoshu. The second thing he says is, what do you mean? Why does it have to be mekabel tumah from something else in order to be tamei? That's all mashkim. That's nothing unique to stam yenam. All mashkim, if they're touched by a sheretz, will come tamei. So Tosfos over here says no, that it has automatic tumah. It's not that it will become tamei, but a revi'it worth of stam yenam has a din of stam mashkim, of mashkim that have already been touched by sheretz. And that it doesn't have to be mekabel tumah from anything else, it's inherently tamei, and they were gozer this tumah on stam yenam, only of a revi'it. I mean, it has to be chashuv enough to be chashivut, but they were gozer tumat mashkim on the stam yenam. The last case, which is what's going to interest us today, is a mafkid yeno itzel oved kachavim. Someone who places or stores his wine with an oved kachavim, asur b'shtiyah umutar b'hana'ah. One, when they get it back, may not drink it, but is permitted to get the benefit from it. So here, if he leaves it with the oved kachavim, we're worried over there. Not about yayin nesech, because it's his wine that he placed there, but we're worried about we're worried that he's going to swap out the wine. He's going to change the barrels. And when he changes the barrels, it then becomes the wine of the goy. If it's the wine of the goy, then you have a problem of stam yenam again. If you do have that problem, or you have that issue, then why is it osur b'shtiyah and then mutar b'hana? If we're really worried about echlufe should make it a problem of stam yenam and then be osur b'hana. Tosos raises that issue here on the top. Tosos, he says, so b'somach mashma shifikido b'chotem echad. The Gemara coming up, which we're going to do today, is that it had a seal on it. And if it has a seal on it, and we don't worry about ziuf, meaning that they're going to break the seal or change the seal, then why shouldn't you be able to drink it? And if you worry about ziuf, and if you worry about them forging the seal on the barrel, then it should also be asur ba'anah. I mean, why did we come up with this in-between state, which is that it's asur b'shtiyah and mutar ba'anah? Either you think that the seal on it is sufficient to protect it and it won't get swapped out, and therefore it should be mutar even b'shtiyah, or you should believe that if they forge the seal, then you should really have to worry about stam yenam, and it should be a problem of shtiyah and hanah. So then, Tosfos says, v'yesh lomar Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira l'tamei. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, according to his own shita, which is, Yayin shel Yisrael, shenagabu avi kachavim mutar ba'anah. that this is the shita. Further on in the Masech that we haven't gotten there yet, but this is from Yudim Menteir, is that Yain Shel Yisrael, Jewish wine that is touched by an Ovi Kachavim, it's Mutar Ba'ana. Chado, why? They maschin naskim yain al b'fnei Ovi Kachavim. Right, that you only do it when it's before the Avodah Zarah, not when it's in his house. Number two is, She'omer lo lav kol kaminach, she'nesur yini lo nsi. Right, this is something, a din like we have in Hekdesh and other places, where you can't be makdish, something that doesn't belong to you. So over here, how can you be menasech yayin that's not yours? You don't have a right to take my wine and be menasech it. You have no ability to change the status of my wine in that way. You can't use my wine. Now, v'avagav d'chayish of the ziyuf. So now, even though we worry about ziyuf of fortune over here, the nagavei b'shata minei, lo ichmir kokach, achlush lechlufei b'shalo. So maybe we worry about him touching it or drinking it. But we didn't wear machmir so much that he's going to swap it out on with his own. So it'll be also asur bano. Kemish kolikar yinam ino asur midrabanan. The whole thing is nisur drabanan of stem yinam. Over here, we're not worried about them touching it and making it to yayin nasech. We're just worried maybe a far-fetched thing that he might swap it out. So in that case, we said, all right, asur b'shtia. So that's how Tosus comes to the fact that we have an isur shtia here and not an isur hanoa. Because of this belief that the Magal Avod Chachavim over here can't do the damage. Now the Gemara asks, V'hatnan, don't we have a Mishnah that says, Amafki perutav etzel Avod Chachavim, someone who leaves his fruits by an Avod Chachavim, arein ke perutav shel Avod Chachavim lishvi'it ulim aser. So now you have a problem over here, which is that if he puts his perot with the Avod Chachavim, they are like his perutav. Perot that go there, we worry about Masrot and Shvit, the Chashudei Lechlufe. We worry about them swapping out the fruits, swapping out what you have given there. So why don't we say over here, right, that the same problem arises with the wine. With the wine, we'll say he swapped it out, and now you have Stam Yenam, and it should be Aser Ba'ano. How come by Perot, we're Choshed, and over here, we're not Choshed for this Ate the Echlufe? Because there we say it's keperotav shovet chachavim l'shvito l'maser. They become like the perot of the over chachavim because we assume that he swapped them out. So Mar says kigon she yichedo keren zayivit, that he gave him his own space to put the wine in. He gave him his own location. And Rashi says over here umasul omafteach oasachotem. They locked him up in a cellar, a separate cellar. The Jew has his own cellar in the goy's house. So now Gemara says, Yehochi b'shtiyah nami l'shtirei. If you got such good protection, why do you need to worry about even shtiyah? There's nothing to worry about here at all. Tar Rav Yochanan Nikla of Parvad, Amakum yesh mishnat bar kapara. Is there any Torah of bar kapara here? Bar kapara had already passed away. So Tanalei Rav Tanchum demin Parvad. Right, so Rav Tanchum was a Talmid of bar kapara, said to him, Yeino, mafkid yeino etzal ovid chachavim mutar b'shtiyah. That someone who is mafkid is yain etzel avod chachavim is mutar b'shtiyah, and the only way we could explain that, if we're going to explain it, must be that he was miyachid al keren zavit, and it's mutar b'shtiyah. So you see, there is no problem of shtiyah if you're miyachid a makom. So why over here, if you're miyachid makom, we would still say asur b'shtiyah, and if you're not miyachid makom, why don't we worry about perotav, and then it should be also an anah, it should be like stam yena, but it should be like the yain of the avod chachavim. So now this is just in parentheses. Kari alei, Rav Yochanan said about Rav Tanchum, or about this general scenario, Makom Shipal Eitz Shamiyu. So maybe the place where the tree falls, there it will be. Somebody says, Shamiyu Sakadatcha? What do you mean? He'll be there. Because Bar Kapara was no longer there. Talking about Bar Kapara who died, Shipal Eitz, he died, or that's where his shteller was, that's where he was the Rav, in this place called Parvat. So that's where he was. That's where he passed away. But how can you say Sham Yehu? That he's still there. He's not there. He left already. He's dead. So Elo Sham Yehu Perutav. His fruits live on after him. And Rashi over here says, what does that mean? That means that if you, well, you would have thought the Torah, but it means that if you talk to the people of the city, you will hear the Torah of the individual. So after the Rav passes away, you go ask the Tzibur who lived there about his Torah, and they'll tell you, I mean, that his Torah lives on with the people of his city. And therefore you can speak to the people of the city and get his Torah. And that's what Rav Tanchum provided, the Torah Bar Kapara to Rabbi Yochanan. So that was just a sidebar about this conversation that they had. So now, Amar Rabbi Zeira Lokasha. Zeira says, no problem. Ha Rabbi Lozar, ha Rabbonon. It's a machlok, as Rabbi Lozar and Rabbonon. The Tanya, we have a Braita. Echad alokeach ve'echad asocher bayit bechatzeros shel oved kochavim. Person who rents a space or a chatzer courtyard by the oved kochavim malua yain, and he put in all these barrels of wine. Umafteach ochotem biyad Israel, and it's sealed and in his hands. Then Rabbi Elazar Matir says, "There's no problem. You have a seal. You have a key. It's all yours." On the other hand, chachamim osrim. The chachamim in this case are oser. So now you have an explanation at this point in time. Chachamim who say that it's asur, say if you did it, then it's asur b'shtia, but it'll be mutar b'hana. On the other hand, Rabbi Lazar is going to be matir, is matir af b'shtia, even in drinking. And that'll be the brighter that we had from Rabbi Tanchum b'shum bar kapara. So the fact that it's mutar b'shtia is the dat Rabbi Lazar. The fact that it is asur b'shtia, that will be the dat chachamim.
What's
chachamim's reason? We're going to see in a second. The Gemara is going to explain it a little bit, but it has to do with the chotem over here. It has to do with the seal that you have on it. And that is Amar Rav Chiya Brei de Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Chista Amar Rav, Amar Yilo Amar Rav Chista Amar Ziri, Amar Yilo Amar Rav Chista Amar Liaba Bar Chama Hochi Amar Ziri, Halachik Rabbi Lezer. And then Amar Rabbi Lazar, Akol Mishtamer B'chotem Echad, everything can be kept in a single seal, Chutz Min Hayayin, except for wine, Shein Mishtamer B'chotem Echad, that cannot be kept in one seal, requires a double seal. V'yochan Amar, Afil Yayin Mishtamer B'chotem Echad, and that even wine can be kept under a single seal. Velo pligi, and they do not argue. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, ha, Kerabonon. That's the shita. You want to know what's the shita of Rabbi Eliezer versus the Rabbanon? This is the shita over here. Rabbi Eliezer believes that chotem echad is sufficient. So Rabbi Yochanan will hold like Rabbi Eliezer that chotem echad is sufficient, and that's why it's mutar b'shtia. When you yichadol karen zavit, and you have the key, then it's chotem echad. That's the equivalent of having one seal over the barrel, and that one seal is sufficient. That's why it's mutar b'shtia. On the other hand, Rabbi Lozar over here, who says that chotem echad is not sufficient by a wine, that's who he'll hold like the chachamim. So that's why the chachamim say, even when you have the key or a chotem, that's only chotem echad. So that's not enough to protect the wine. If you had shtei chotemot, if you had a double chotem, then it would have been fine. But here, where you only have one seal, you shouldn't do it. But if you did a b'dieved, then it'll work that you're only osir b'shtia, you're not osir b'hana'a. So that would explain between the machlokes between them. Now, over here. Okay, so that's Tosos asks you a question. Tosos at the bottom here. If you look at Tosos, says, I don't know what lo plige means. He says, I don't know perish lo plige alib et echad tano, that they're not arguing in one tana's position. So that's one possibility, the way that I just explained it, that they're not, they're, each of their reasons lines up with another, lines up with the tano. I mean, that it lines up with Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Exactly. We're not arguing within the Chachamim. We're not arguing within Rabbi Lezer. That's one possibility that Tosos brings. Tosos other brings the other possibility, which is, Inami lo plige. Vekulu ke. They both agree, like Rabbi Lezer, Kaime. The Pasuk Rav Kadei. Alamar mefarish mutei de Rabbi Lezer. Mar mefarish mutei de Rabbanon. That they all hold like Rabbi Eliezer, but they're just explaining the positions or the reasoning behind the Tanaim, which is what David asked before. What's the reasoning between the Chachamim? So they're coming to explain the positions of the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. Not that they hold like them. They hold like Rabbi Eliezer. They're just coming to explain Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. So Tosis gives, based on, you know, your question, he's answering. So that's, they're explaining that what it is that lo plige means over here. Because generally when you say lo plige, it means literally that they're of the same opinion. So that would be the second answer. Oh, so the first answer is lo plige is that they're not arguing within a single tana. Now, this, alright, this fact over here, that chotem echad works, is the somewhat of a problem. And that's because if you look in Tosfos over here, Beheshlav Shot, Darava, Darav, there's a problem here with Machstir and Rav. Rav says here, the Loch is Gugul Eliezer, that a Chotem Echad works. The Amar Rav, the Kaman, Rav later on, the Gemara in Lamitad says, Chavit, the Chotem Echad Asur. Chavit, our Rosh Tevot, right, for Chalav, Basar, Yain, and Tchelet, all require a double Chotem. So you see over there, he requires Yain, but double Chotem. And over here, Paskins like Rabbi Eliezer, who says you only need a Chotem Echad by Yain. So how do you reconcile into Rav? Rabbeinu Tam gives a very interesting answer. Rabbeinu Tam is an answer which Tosfos will later reject. Rabbeinu Tam says it makes a difference on who we're trusting over here. He says that Rav the Kaman is Yisrael Choshud. When it's Yisrael Choshud, you need two seals on it. You need a double chotem. Because a Jew who is a Choshud He thinks it's not mirtat. He's not afraid. He thinks, I can get away with this. I can do this. I know what I'm doing. I'm smarter than them. I can do this. So he says, an Yisrael choshev requires two chotamot in order to be protected. A goy, one chotem. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the difference in Rav's position here, where he's paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, here we're talking about chotem echad for a goy. Over there, we're talking about a Jew's choshud. There you need a double chotem. It's an amazing Rabbeinu Tam. Tosus rejects Rabbeinu Tam, because he says he has to explain a ton of Gemaras this way. There are about three or four sugyus that he's going to have to explain this way, that it's not about Yisrael Choshud, and the Gemara never once mentions that we're talking about Yisrael Choshud. So in the end, Tosua says, V'yesh l'chaleik, and here he makes a distinction which is very important, ben sholeach l'chaveiro v'enu chuzer v'roye chotmo. The Gemara further on is talking about a case where you're sending wine to your friend. So then, in that case, you seal the wine, and then you send it to your friend. Your friend doesn't necessarily know the chotem, because you're not going to see that barrel again, you're not going to see that chotem again. Sure, your friend will see it, but he doesn't know exactly what it looked like when it first started out, right? He only knows that you sealed it. On the other hand, here, by a mafkid, you're going to see the seal again. You're going to get your wine back. Stam, when you're mafkid your yayin, the expectation is you're going to take it back. So over there, where he's afraid, the guy's afraid because you're going to get it back, there he won't tamper with the seal. On the other hand, where he's bringing it to another party, there's a third party involved, he's shipping it for you to the other party, over there, if he messes with the seal, he's not as afraid because he knows you're not going to see the seal again. It's your friend on the other end who won't know it as well, who won't be as certain about whether you tampered with the seal or not. So over there, you require two chotamot. And that's the way Tosfos answers that. Rav requires two chotamot. That's when you're sending it, you're shipping it, and you're not going to see it again. Over here, by mafkid, where you're going to get it back, there you only require one seal. And so Tosfos makes such a distinction, which is an important distinction in halacha. When they ship it, when you get food from a restaurant, right? Correct. Right. No, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Right. Tosfos in the end says it not like the Rabbeinu Tam. He says it without the Rabbeinu Tam. But right, that's how we do. Anytime they send food from a restaurant, they get it in a double seal. Right. Airplane meals, right? Airplane meals are also double sealed. Exactly. Okay, that we're going to get to now. The Gemara is going to discuss double sealing in a second. Igadamre, there's another lashon. Amar Rav Elazar, kol mishtamer b'chotem b'toch chotem. Right, everything can be in a double chotem. Chutz min hayayim she'ein mishtamer b'chotem b'toch chotem. That a double seal doesn't even help by yayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yayin mishtamer b'chotem b'toch chotem. Then Rabbi Yochanan says, just like everything else requires a double seal, so too wine requires a double seal. V'tarvayu alibud rabbanan, and they both are going according to the din rabbanan. And Masav kipligir rabbanan leid Rabbi Eliezer. One holds when the rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer bechotem echad. That's what the chotem echad. Ava bechotem to chotem shoru. This Rabbi Eliezer says one chotem is enough. Long come the chachamim and say no, you need two chotamot. So that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Masav Rabbi lechotem to chotem asrei. So they say, no, even a double seal does not work over here. That's what they're arguing, Rebbe Lezer, the Gamre. The Rebbe Lezer says you can get wine, or you can be mafkid wine in a safe way, and the Rebbe say, no, because not even a chotem etoch chotem will help you over here. Seichi dami chotem etoch chotem. What is a double seal? So Amar Rava, an example of a double seal here, is an agno. You have a bowl or some basin that is put on Puma the chavita, it's placed over the cover of the chavit. Then they are shrika, it's pasted on with clay, vichatima, and sealed. So over here, it's not clear if the barrel, the next case you'll see that it's clear that the barrel is covered. The barrel itself has a regular cover on it, right? Here it's not clear if he has a regular cover and then he puts this basin on top of it. Over here, it's just the basin on top, that becomes the cover. And he seals it, and then he puts a chotem, then he puts some sort of aside from sealing it with clay or sealing it with some sort of chomer, on top of that he puts some sort of marking or chotem that indicates that it's his. That's the double seal over here. Or is it the barrel is covered and then they seal on top of it this upside down pot? That's one pot. Those are the two possibilities here. You'll see in the next case where he says that he calls that a chotem chotem. Bim lo lo. If that's without it, it's not called a double chotem. Now, the next possibility of another chotem is dikula. He takes a basket umehadek, and it fits snugly over it. So over here, this is a case where he covers the barrel sealed regularly, and then on top of that, he takes a basket, upside down basket, over the top, that fits very tightly, and he seals that onto the top. Tinfoil, right? They wrapped the tinfoil right over the, you have the plastic over the tinfoil. Which we have a first cover, and then you have a second cover over the top of it, which is obvious if that cover is tampered with. Right? You have to know that that's the main idea here, is that you can see that it was tampered with. So that the fact that the basket was tightly sealed on top of it, or before that the pot was upside down and then sealed with the chotem, those all indicate that if they were moved, it would be clear that they were tampered with. If it's clear that they're tampered with, then you know that somebody went in there. If it doesn't fit snugly, then it's not good, because if it doesn't fit snugly, then exactly the problem. You could tamper with it, and you won't know the difference when you put it back on. Now, node bidiskia, what about a flask? There we talked about barrels. How do you have a chotem etol chotem by barrels? Here do you have, how do you have a chotem etol chotem by a node, by a flask? So node, you put it into a diskia. A diskia is a pouch. It's actually a bag with two pouches in it. I guess that comes from the word di sakya, right? Du sakya, two sacks. So it's a bag with a double pouch in it. So now you have, what you do is you put it on chatimat piv lamata. You take the node itself, you tie, and you put it in upside down into the pouch, and then you tie the pouch on top and seal it. So that is a chotem etol chotem, because it's very difficult to do this. To tie the flask, put it in upside down into the pouch, and then seal the pouch right side up. So those, that'll be considered a double seal over there, because you have the seal of the pouch, the seal of the flask, with the flask upside down, which is not, somebody's not gonna, that's a lot of work to do, to put it in upside down and seal it in that way. So that's one possibility. Piv lamala, whereas if the flask is upright, lo be chotem to chotem, then it's easier to tamper with. Or the other possibility is chikai pume the gav. You tie the flask, and then you tuck the flask, the top of the flask, the mouth of the flask inside of it, and then you tie it again on the outside. That's also a chotem etol chotem. You tie it, you tuck it in, and then you tie again on the outside. So that's a lot of work, again, and it's not worthwhile to have to forge this. You have to either, there are two possibilities. Either mirtat, because you can't reforge this type of seal. We won't expect you to redo this type of seal. Or the other possibility is just too much work. Even if you could possibly do it, it's just so much work, it's not worth your while to swap out the flask. The amount of work it's going to take you to do type of seal like this, it's not worth your while to do it. Vacuum pack, yeah. Yeah, so those...
Is there a double seal?
But if they actually do a double seal, because they put plastic over it. They put the plastic over it, and then they
have the cap itself, and then you have the vacuum pack.
Right, so that might be enough, because it just, the real issue is tampering, and so anything that can show that there's no tampering is a big deal. That's really the issue at hand. So we do a double wrap to ensure, to be very sure about the no tampering, but over there where it's very obvious, but they do seal it with plastic also,
right,
to be sure that nobody tampered with it. I mean, there's a sealed plastic plus the cap. Now, the place, Ein Kushi, as its name is, it's a place of the Kutim. And we were worried about their wine because of Birat Srika, which was a city very close by that was of non-Jews. And we were worried about the Magal Vid Kochavim because they were not Makpid. The Kutim were not Makpid, the Magal Vid Kochavim. Since they were so adjacent, or they're so close together, therefore we worried about wine that came out of Ein Kushi, even though Kutim themselves were not Chashud. Alayayin, we worried about the fact that the exposure to Birat Srika. Vishel Barkata, and another place of Kutim called Barkata, Sumi Pnei Kfar Parsai, or Parshai, Vishel Zagdor, Sumi Pnei Kfar Shalim. So these three cities of Kutim, even though the Yain of Kutim was not a problem, they were all problematic because of the adjacency of a city full of Ovdei Chavim, which would have a problem, would present the problem of Mago Ovdei Chavim, a problem of swapping out the wine, where the Kutim would not be Makpid on it, whereas we would be Makpid on such an item. Chazlur Omar, afterwards they changed the din to say, no, there's a distinction. Chaviot Tuchot Asurot. If the barrel is open, it's Asur. Because there we worry about Magal v'Kochavim who are in the area or in the vicinity. Stumot mutorot. Whereas if the barrels are sealed or closed, then it's mutar. So where it says, Mikara my sover, or sov my kasover. Let's understand.
This thing was only in these places or in general?
This is in these places, these three places, because we worried about the exposure to the, of the Kochavim. So now, what was the original thought and what's the end thought? Mikara sover, en kuti makbir al magal v'Kochavim. That's what we thought. The Kutim are not worried about Magov de Chavim. So now you have a problem of Stam Yena, a problem even a problem of Yain Nesach. So we don't want it. Loshna p'tuchot, loshna stumot. It doesn't matter what type of barrel, because if the goy touches it, we're in trouble. Ubusov savor kilo kapit, when they're not kapit, is up tuchot. When the barrel's open and he's selling it there, he doesn't worry about the over chamim touching it. On the other hand, a stumot, mikpad kapit. When it comes to sealed barrels, he is kapit. Why is he kapit? Because he wants to sell to a Jew later on. And he knows the Jew won't buy it if it was touched by the over chamim. So there he is makpit on it. So it says, and therefore stumot are muturot. Over there, stumot are okay because he has a monetary incentive to make sure that the goy doesn't touch it. Because if the goy touches it, he knows Yisrael won't buy it. If he finds out, he'll lose his business. So therefore, he is makpid, and he has no gain by the goy touching it over there. So Mar says, Rimini, well, yes, the problem. There's a problem with this. Asholeya chavit shel yayin biyad kuti. Person who says a barrel of wine with a kuti. Vishel tzir, vishel morios. Or he sells fresh brine. Or Morius is fish brine with fish hash in it. If he recognizes the seal and the cover on it, mutar. In love, asur. Then otherwise it's not. Then otherwise it's asur. So now over here you see that here is sholeh chavicho yain with a kuti, and over there we require not only that it's stumot, but we always require that there's a chotem on top of it. Now that they require a chotem, we require that you recognize the chotem. So here the requirement of the standard for a yayin shel biyad kuti is that you require stumot plus your chotem plus hakara. And yet, before we just talked about in the Braita that when they were chozer, they said, okay, if it's stumot, if the barrels are sealed, that's enough. Once the barrels are closed, no problem. So how do you reconcile between these two? Right, so Amar Rabbi Zeira Lokasha. Kan be'ir, kan be'derech. It's a difference of where we're found here. In the city, the kuti is makpid on the magal chavim, because he says, if you touch my wine, I'm not going to be able to sell my wine here. So in the city, he's makpid. So in the city, we say stumot is sufficient because he has a monetary incentive to comply or have it that the ovi chavim won't touch it. Ala derech, when he's traveling, doesn't worry about it because there's nobody to sell it to on the derech. Yeah, the guy touches it. Who's going to know about it? Who's going to see it? So he says, I don't worry about it on the derech. So now, matkifar Rabbi Yirmiyah, midi hanach the ear, lo bederech atu. How does all wine get to the city? It doesn't just appear there. All wine in the city had to get that shipped there. If it was shipped there, then there was a kuti shipping it at some point. Right, so if you're choshes by the shipping, then by the time it gets to the city, everything was shipped, and you have a problem. So, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, ben agitot sheninu. That's what we're talking about here. We're talking about by the gitot. Why? Came into Kuli Alma Apchei, since everybody's over there. I mean that at the time of the harvest or the time of the wine pressing, he's not the only one. The Kuti's not the only one out there pressing wine. Everybody's out there pressing their wines by the Gat, and they will see him, or they're looking in. They're checking up on him. And then, Mirtat, he's afraid. Amar, Hashtri, Chozili, Mifsiduli. If they see me doing this, if they see me violating Magov Techavim, I'm going to lose the whole wine here. I won't be able to sell it to the Jews anymore. So over there, there's a mirtad because the Jews are around all the time. And therefore, if it's tumot, if they seal it up, we assume it's for sale. If he sealed it up, it's for sale, and therefore he would be makpid because there are others walking around looking in on him, and he'd be afraid if they catch him with the magal of the chavim. So in that case, tumot is sufficient. In the other case, where we're shaleh chavit, where they're traveling, they're shipping the chaviot, over there he's not as makpid. He's thinking, oh, who's going to see me? Who's going to know about it? So since that, there you will require a, right, sutumo, you require chotamo, you require hakara, you require all these items in order to protect it. What's important here is Rashi writes, the top Rashi writes over here, that a shaleh chavit biyad kuti, Rashi writes, for kol shekein biyad ovde chavim. That also, that's not just with the kuti, but a kosh came by Orvi Chavim, Tzrich Harakat HaChotem. Kari HaChotem HaMapi, the kuti enu menasech, miyolo kapit amag oved chavim. So this requirement here is not only for a kuti, but also for a oved chavim. And then by the, Rashi writes, by the tzir and the morios, by the tzir, we worry about he will swap the tzir out because it's cheap. Now that he's going to pour wine into it, it's a waste of money to pour wine into tzir. And then by the morios, which is very expensive, which is a very high-priced item, over there we worry that he'll pour wine into it to replace the morios. He'll take morios out and then he'll put wine to replace it. So that's what we're worried in those two cases. Now the top says, medaktek rabbeinu tam, temashu de palginu betrei bavot. The Mishnah writes, shleh chavit biyad kuti, and then tzir morios v'odeh chavim, shvayna dafka tani yayin biyad kuti. So this goes to your question before, which is, this a double chotem or a single chotem over here? Beinu Tam reads that it's only a single chotem over here. They close the barrel, and they put a single chotem on top of it, and you need hakarat chotem. Va'achiv Rabbanan, and the din here is like the Rabbanan. V'imkein Tzir Morios Sagi B'chotem Echad Afla Rabbanan. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that means that Tzir Morios only requires single chotem. V'Rashi Perish, I'm skipping down the Tosa, is Yayin B'yad Kuti. V'choshkein B'yad Obdei Chavim. So there you need Hakarat Chotem. But that is like Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer who says one chotem, according to Rashi, is going to require hakarat chotem. That even Rabbi Eliezer who says one chotem is enough, is going to say that you still need hakarat, that you need hakarat chotem. So now, Tosfos comes to a conclusion here, and this becomes very important. This is what you were asking before about the seals. It says, Vim kein, yesh li zaher b'shaleach yayin l'chaveiro. Person who's sending wine to his friend, ve'enol helech sham la'kir chotmo. It's not going to be on the receiving end to say what the seal is. So, chotem betoch chotem. Then you need a double seal. O, im shaleach tav lodia echotmo v'yodil lo'ev d'chorim shekach shalach lo mo'il b'chotem echad. You have two choices. Either you double seal it. When you're shipping stuff to your friend, you must double seal it. The other option is to use a single seal and to send a letter to your friend describing the seal, like a picture of the seal, so he knows if it was tampered with, and you must tell the one who's carrying it for you that you're sending the information to the recipient about what the chotem looks like, so he's afraid of tampering with it. Rabbeinu Tam says that, according to Rabbi Lezer, we don't worry about Ziyufa, and therefore you don't need a karat chotem. So that would be a big kula. According to Rashi, Rabbi Lezer requires a chotem, a single chotem, and hakarat chotem, or a double chotem. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Lezer does not require a hakarat chotem, because the Rabbeinu Tam says that our Gemara over here is based on the Rabbanan. Because he says it's only a din in Kuti, it's not a din in Ovi Kuchavim. The din in Ovi Kuchavim would mean that you require a double seal, and that means it's according to Rabbanan. So this whole idea of Hakarat HaChotem is all according to the din to Rabbanan. It means according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Eliezer only does not require Hakarat HaChotem. So Tosfos the end says, Vidyeved, you can be somech on this Rabbeinu Tam. You can be somech on this Rabbeinu Tam in the Kula, that you don't require Hakarat HaChotem. But now, he gives suggestions of what you can do, and this is what you were saying before, Shaul. It says, "Vlatet or alastimat kavua b'masmerot." If you take a piece of leather, a piece of cloth, and you bang it in with nails onto where the barrel seals, v'chlichtov otiot, and then write letters. Chetzian ala or, half of them on the or, v'chetzian al dofne karshea chavit, and half of them on the wood of the barrel. Right, on the planks of the barrel. So it's exactly what you were describing. That's how they did it. They wrote a cross, right, where it's impossible. Once you've removed it, there's no way you could ever line the letters up again exactly. And someone would know that it was tampered with, is where they get it from. When you sign across the seal plus the barrel itself, then we know if it was tampered with. Now, later on, he brings down other suggestions and other questions. So if you look at the Tosfos, the second wide line of Tosfos. In their day, meaning in the time of the Gemara, the chaviot were made out of clay. Then it was enough. Because all you needed to was seal the top, and then you were done. Because you can't tamper with the middle of the barrel. You can't tamper with anywhere with the barrel except the top, the actual cover. Because it's made out of kli cheres. You tamper with kli cheres, it's going to break. There's nothing to talk about. Aval chaviot shelanu, af achar chitum pi achaviot, even after you seal the top, v'abrazot, and the barazim, or the taps, yechol over the chavim, lid ot sakim ben enisarim. You can just stick a knife between the planks, widen it out, otsi yayin, and take wine out, and nobody would know. Ulufi tshuvato yesh lasor, afilu chatmo, binyan sheperish. It sounds like, even based on what we said before, the seals that we were giving as suggestions, they won't work anymore. Because if you seal the top with this leather, and you sign across, sure, he didn't open up the top, that doesn't mean that he didn't open up the middle. V'yesh machmirim u'mechasim kol dofnei chavit b'chashukim. That they take belts, and they put them around all the planks of the barrel. B'chashim v'gam ha'shulayim b'nisarim. And then they take the base that has those, v'azin l'chush klal. If you wrap them with these belts around them, then we're okay because we know they can't tamper with open up the planks anymore. Right, but that's what they do today. Those are these bands that they put around the barrels. No. A belt like these metal belts that seal around that are solid, that you can't move them, you can't take them off. And then those that are mekil to send with one chotem, even without a karat chotem, that's like the Rabbeinu Tam. And then the last line of Tosfos says, Amachmir Tavalov Bracha. Someone who's Machmir Tavalov Bracha, that a chotem should have hakara with it, if it's chotem echad. כתב רב מומוש מקוצי בספרו, כי אחרי שיש מקילים, יש מחרים, אין לנו ראי ברירו לאסור. Says there's no reason to be osir over here, because we're talking about a din derabanan. So if you have a din derabanan, and you have a machmir, and you have a mekil, then it should be a din derabanan lahakil. So din derabanan lahakil, that means that according to Rabbi Eliezer, a chotem echad without hakarat chotem will be sufficient. And you could go like the Rabbeinu Tam, or you can use the Rabbeinu Tam shita. On the other hand, right, if you are machmir, then you would require a double chotem. And you also require, and this seems to be according to everybody, that you would require insurance that the seal or whatever you're putting on there actually ensures that it's not tampered with. Again, if it's a barrel where you can tamper with it without breaking the seal, then you have a problem. And that's what they're talking about, these belts that they put around. Or other items are sure that there's no way to tamper with it. It can't just be the cover, it has to be the hole outside between the planks, or some way that the barrel cannot be tampered with in order to release the wine from it. We're moving on to something else. We're moving on to beer. Now, okay, Yidmar, Mipnei Ma'asu Sheikhal Shal Obdei Kochavim. For what reason did they say that non-Jewish beer is problematic? Now, there's a very important Tosos over here. It says, Mipnei Asur Sheikhar, it says, Ishu Sheikhar, Lo Matzino Lo B'Mishna, V'Lo B'Braita. This whole idea that non-Jewish beer is problematic, we don't find it in a Mishnah, we don't find it in a Braita. So, Shema B'Mei Amoraim Asru. He says, we don't find this Isser anywhere. Maybe in the time of the Amoraim, they introduced this problem. He says, but we don't have any explicit statement that it's problematic. The Gemara comes in all of a sudden and says, Mipnei Asru, Asru El Dechame, as if we know that it's Asur. Where he says, we don't have any evidence of the fact that it was Asur, that we're asking, why is it Asur? So he says, must assume that at the time, later, or in the time of the Amoraim, something came in and they answered this thing. So Rami Bar Chama Amar Yitzchak Mishum Chatnut. The problem is that we're afraid of marriages. We're afraid that you'll become friendly with the guy. You'll see his daughter and you'll want to marry his daughter. Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui. We worry about the separate problem, which is the problem of Gilui, that they're not makpid on leaving their items open overnight. And they leave it overnight, there's danger. It's a problem with Sakhan and not a problem of Isur. So, igloi demai. Gilui, what are we talking about here? Ilei me gilui dinizaito. If we're talking about the leaving exposed the brewing vat, ananami maglinan. We leave our brewing vats open also. Vel de chavita. So what are you talking about? The barrel that contains the beer. Ananami maglinan. We also leave our barrels open. So lo tzricha ba'atru d'matzlu mayit. They filter the water beforehand. Now, how did they filter water? Well, you know, today they use filtered water for beer. They put it through filters. They put it through a filtration system for the water. And their day, the way they filtered the water was that they let it sit for a day or two, and all the sediment sunk to the bottom, and then they skimmed the top of the water. That was the clear water. So when they did that, they left it open overnight, over a day or two, or overnight, and then that was exposed to gilui. So, elami ato yashanet tishterit. Right now, if you think the problem is the water, that the venom was deposited in the water, then we should let it age and it won't be a problem. Damarabi, Yashan Mutar. Right over there, Yashan is Mutar because Ein Minichol Yashen. That the problem here is that a venom of a snake that is deposited into such an item, into the beer, will not allow the beer to have shelf life. It'll ruin the shelf life of the beer. Therefore, if the shelf life of the beer is long dated, you know for sure that there's no venom inside of it, because it would never last this long if there was venom inside it. Hechmitz, if the wine is ferments, mutar. It's also mutar. Why? Emin yichod hechmitz. Venom does not allow wine to ferment to reach the state of a good wine. Here I think hechmitz is not used in the negative term to turn into vinegar, but hechmitz is used into the wine improving its status. So that's what the hechmitz over here means, that it will not, so the first case, it will not allow the wine to age. It won't allow the wine to age. I don't know if necessarily it has to be improved, but just age. It won't have shelf life. It won't age because the venom in it causes a problem. It'll be masriach. And the other one here is the hechmitz, that if it ferments, if the wine ferments, you know for sure there's no venom in it because the venom will prevent fermentation from happening. So when it says it was gzeira yashanatu chadash, you're right, ein ochanami. It was chadash was the problem, but they were gozer on yashan also. Now the problem with that is that it's really gzeira l'gzeira, because chadash already is a gzeira, mishum gilui, and then you have yashan on top of it, unless you say that chadash is because of sakana, and every yashan only becomes a gzeira on top of that. I don't know, it's a little difficult that you have this gzeira of chadash, al yashan atu chadash. Now Gemara is going to examples of Amoraim. Rapapa mafikin le abava de chanuta b'shati. Rapapa had no problem purchasing the beer from the non-Jew, but he wouldn't drink it in the store. He used to go outside the store, outside the door of the store, and then drink the beer. Rav Chaim might delay the beite v'shati. He would take it home and then drink it. He wouldn't drink it until he got home. V'tavayu mishum chadnot. And both of them are a problem of chadnot. The problem was that they didn't want to associate, they didn't want to make him a social drink. And so they went out. Even though they purchased it from the Ovi Chachamim, they either took it home in Rav Acha's position or Rav, but they still stepped out of the store to drink it. Now, Rav Acha, not that he differs than Rav Papa's opinion, but rather, Rav Acha, Avir Archoka Yiterto. He was makpid on himself. He did an extra, right, extra special, din over here that he didn't want to, he wanted to be marchim himself. So now, the Tosos over here says that the Tarvayu Mishum Chadnut, which is a very important Tosos. Tosos says, Imkain Tzarikli Zahir, Shaloshi Stot Sheikhar, Bebeit Ovidi Chachavim. Says, very basic. You shouldn't have a beer with your friend. Your non-Jewish friend, you can't sit down to have a beer with your non-Jewish friend based on this Gemara. Dabra Papa Ravacha, Shayu Batrai, Rapapa and Ravacha, who are later Amorayim, Lo Yeshotim. They refused to drink beer within the store of the Ovidi Chachavim. Umiyu, he says, someone's at a bed and breakfast, a non-Jewish bed and breakfast. You can purchase the beer from a third-party non-Jew in the city, and then drink that beer in the bed and breakfast that you're staying at, that it's the Ovi Chachamim. Because that won't necessarily lead to socialization, because you're not getting it directly from the Balabai. It's not about the Balabai. You're getting it from in the city. You're bringing in your own drinks. That's it. You're having your own party, your own drinks. It has nothing to do with the Balabayit. But then the bigger thing he says over here is, what happens if the owner of the bed and breakfast gives you his own beer? Efshar shetz muta lishtot, why mishum eva? What about Ava? What about if you don't drink it, he's going to be very upset? The only time that we worry about it is to sit down when he makes it like a real sitting down, a permanent sitting down. Or you do it on a regular basis. If it's a happenstance, it's a one-time thing, then we don't worry about it. Now this heter of one-time thing, is it, Tosas saying, only Mishum Eva? Mishum Eva, we say, Akrai Ba'alma, don't worry about it. Or is Tosas explaining that in general, if it's just a one-time thing, we don't consider that Mishum Chadnut. Mishum Chadnut has to be something that you do on a regular basis, right? There's a recurring basis. And if you don't do it, then it's not a problem. Now, Tosas asks another question, which is a huge question. Why don't we have a problem here of Bishul Akum? When you make beer, you have to cook the hops. Yeah, you have to boil the hops. And then why isn't that a problem of Bishul Akum? And he says over here, Ve'enle social tvua mishum bishule of the chachamim. Because he says, because it's Eina ole al shulchan melachim. Sheikhar is not ole al shulchan melachim. And we're going to learn later on by Bishul Akum only applies to items. There's a machlokas there. Right? Whether Bishul Akum only applies to items that could not be eaten raw. Or is it applied to items only that will be placed on the table of a melech? So Tosafot says, according to the Man d'Omar that says that the restriction against Ovi Chachamim is Bishul Akum was only when you would eat it, or the kings would eat it, then it's not a problem over here. Now that din would change today. Because today, it is Ole al Shulchan Melachim. You go to the president of the United States, will have a beer. And he socializes with beer, he drinks a beer, it would be Ole al Shulchan Melachim. Here Tosafot claims it's not Ole al Shulchan Melachim. For us, it is Ole al Shulchan Melachim. So that would cause for us a problem. That would cause us a problem because it would be Olah Shulchan Melachim, it would be a problem of Bishul Akum and beer. So there we have to rely on the second answer of Tosfos, which is V'oh, Deish Tam Acher La'atiyar Sheikhar, Deim Bo Mishum Bishulei Ovdei Chachamim, Dechi Heichi Da'atvua B'teila L'gabi Amayim, L'inyan Birkat Sha'akol Niyeh Bidvaro. What bracha do you make on beer? The bracha on beer is Sha'akol. Because the hops leach the flavor into the water, but they're not mamashut b'toch the beer. So just like you make a shahakol on beer, alchanamihi b'teilalin and yisur bishul akum. There is also b'teilalin. The bishul akum is only just what causes it to leach the flavor into, or to soak the flavor into the water. But it's not literally that we're eating the item that was cooked by the Ovi Chachamim. We're not eating the hops. We're eating the flavor of the hops that's entered into the water. Water is not a problem. Water is not a problem of heating up. It doesn't have bishul akum. Water doesn't have bishul akum. Because it's either not ole b'shulchan melachim or it can be drinking raw. I mean, they can drink in cold or hot. So it, according to both reasonings, mayim doesn't have a din in bishul akum. All right, so it's very, this is important, very interesting tosis here. But number one, about drinking with non-Jews, beer with non-Jews. And number two, about bishul akum by beer. which is interesting today, or many years, people drank beer without any hashkochot on them. They drank beer because the underlying assumption was that you can't enter any foreign object into the beer making process because it would ruin the fermentation of the beer. And number two is that there wasn't a problem with bishlakum. So now, today, most beers have hashkachot on them, but there was a time period where they weren't hashkachot and people would drink the beers because of that. Today, there were issues with the filters now, because when they filter them, the problems were that they used filters that had non-kosher materials in them, so that became an issue that they had to deal with or had to address, and now they have hashkachot on most of the beers today. Alright, now, Gemara says, Mobar Bisna Iklo de Margoan, went to a place called Margoan, Aitele Chamro. They brought out wine to him in this place called Margoan, Velo Ashtik, and he did not drink. Now this place by Argoan is not non-Jews, but a Jews that are Choshud. So now he didn't drink it. They brought him beer, Velo Ashtik, and he didn't drink that either. Bishlomer Chamro Mishum Shimtza. Okay, Chamro, I understand that he doesn't drink it because of Shemitz. Shichum Shumai. Why didn't he drink the beer? Mishum Shimtza the Shimtza. So where is Shimtza? Shimtza is his Choshud Al Yayin Nesach. They're choshed. These are Jews that are choshed on Maga Ovid Kochavim. So it's choshed. It's a problem. We're choshed for Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach is the Shimtza. Ah, what about Shechar? There is choshed for Shimtza the Shimtza. So he says, Gzera Shechra Atu Chamra. So Gzera on beer Atu wine. So here we see the first maybe explanation of this introduction of this Isra beer. That it was Mishom Shechra Mishom Chamra. That there was the possibility what the issue was. Alright, so, okay. Amarav, hi, shechwa de arma, non-Jewish beer, shari, it's permitted. Chiyabri lo nishteminei, but my son chiyash not drink from it. So, my says, manavshach. Ishari lo kuleyama, this is consistency in psach. Ishari lo kuleyama, shari. If it's mutter to everyone, it should be mutter to his son also. Yasir, if it's also to his son, lo kuleyama, nami yasir. You can't have a difference in psach for your own family versus someone else. So, Rav Sabar Mishum Gluye. Rav thinks the problem by Sheikhar is not a problem of Chadnut, but a problem of Giluye. And now, V'ozil Mirura de Kishuta, V'kolile Zihare, V'daloki Malki Le Tfei. So he says, the Mirura, the bitterness of the Kishuta, the hops, Kolile, burns up or eats up Zihare, the venom. Udaloki, someone who is sick, Malki Le Tfei, it makes him sicker. So what it does is it weakens the venom or the content of venom in the beer. So if the beer had venom in it and it was taken or weakened by the hops or the bitterness of the hops, that's enough for a healthy person to drink it. He won't be affected by it. But someone who's already sick, there's still a residual of the venom there, and that will cause him to become even sicker. So Chia Brei, his son Chia, was sick. He did not permit to drink this beer because it was a chashash of gilui. But for a healthy person, he says it's fine. So that's what it is. Chia bri ho v'loki lo nishtemine. He can't drink from it.
But Gilui is not a problem because you don't have to be worried about the...
Amar seems to indicate that Rav Shum Gilui was not Mishum Chadnot, that they're differentiating. Could be that they changed over time. That's another distinct possibility, that the Amorayim, in the earlier Amorayim time, the problem was Gilui, and later on it was a problem discussed of Chadnot, that developed. Again, it's not clear where it developed. We don't have any indication from the Gemara where it happened. We only see the Batroim, like Rav Papa and Rav Chia, were not willing to drink because of Chadnot. But we don't know what earlier Amorayim didn't drink it for. Right now, the Gemara says, Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, Kol HaShvatzim Yishlam Eres. All Shvatzim have some sort of venom. Shal Nechash Mimit, the one of the snake is problematic in the sense that it kills. It's poisonous. So shvatzim minimumit, the other shvatzim have some sort of venom, but it's not poisonous, it's not dangerous. So emelei shmol dechia barav. Bar Arya, you, the son of the lion, referring to Rav, I mean, this is the son of Rav, the son of the lion. Let me tell you something good that your father used to say. This is what your father said. Hani armai, these non-Jews, zokane. Over here, armai zokane seems to be like it's a derogatory term towards him. It's not that, I mean, zokanai means either swollen or have dropsy. So I don't think he's talking about particularly those types of armai, those types of non-Jews, but he's giving them a general category, a general description of these swollen non-Jews. Tabushate giluye, velometu. They drink wine that was exposed overnight and they never die. They don't have a problem with it. I did achlish kotsim veramasim, chaval gufayu. Their body heats up. It gives them a certain heat in their body, and that heat kills the venom that they drink from the gilui. We, who don't eat shkatsim or rasim, don't have that protection. So they basically have an antidote. They are eating the shkatzim ratzim are an antidote to the venom of the snake, and therefore they're not affected by it. We who don't eat them don't have that antidote. Amar Rav Yosef, haychalo de shichra darmo asur. Now the chalo de shichra, which is vinegar, right, that is made out of beer, or chalo is that it was deposited in the beer, asur. Because they put into it wine sediment. Right? It's interesting that the word Dordaya here, if you remember that Dordaya was the Tano, or it was one who was given the title of Rabbi when he, earlier in the Masechta, back of Daf Yutet, Rabbi Lazar ben Dordaya, which is interesting. Lazar ben Dordaya was went to, who slept with all of the Zonot in the whole world, and then later does tshuva. His name is Rav Lazar ben Dordaya. Dordaya over here, with the meaning of the word Dordaya is that they are the sediment, the dregs, or the dregs of the wine. So I'm sure that's not by coincidence that he was ben Dordaya. All right. So this shichra d'arma you can't eat. This chayla de shichra, this vinegar of the shichra of the ramah is asur because they mix in the sediment. Amar Ravashi umotzar shari. If they take it straight out of the cellar, it's okay. It came into Marvi Bay Misra Suri. It loses its shelf life. Once they mix the sediment into it, it has a very short shelf life at that point in time. So they only mix in the sediment once they've taken it out of the cellar to sell it. So if you buy it straight out of the cellar, you don't have a problem because you know they haven't entered the sediment in there because it's not worth their while to do it. You have the top tosis over here that just points out that Hilkach, Tzarchan Zayar B'Sheichar Dvash, Shkoyim Meat, you have to worry about this honey beer. It's called Meat. Livdok im Alin Bo Shimre Yayin, Amid Maher. You have to see that, you have to look into this to, in order to push the fermentation of process along, so they put in wine sediment. Kiyesh Mekomot Shosimkein, Va'az Vaday Asur, and then you wouldn't be able to drink it. So you have to be careful. Those pointing out, again, the problems with the beers or the problem with other fermentation processes, if they use some sort of wine stimulant, which is the sediment of wine, then it will become problematic because of stam yenom. So that's what you have to be careful for in these beers. Again, if it's kept in storage and we're not worried about them accelerating it, then maybe it's not a problem because there it will cause it to rot or go bad instead of acceleration is not necessary when you're storing it, or you're not wanted when you're storing it. So if you buy it out of the storage, it would be okay. Whereas if you buy it in the store, you have to be careful for this problem. All right, we'll stop here.